Finally! Oh, ooh. Hey guys, can we just do something about the mic volume? It's a little loud. I don't want to be yelling in their ears. Yeah, I know. But vacation time is over. We are back. It has been so long. Welcome back to another exciting, long overdue episode of the Chillin' with Chillas podcast. I am your host, who will forever do the most, whether it's from city to city, train to train, plane to plane, or coast to freaking coast. It is your boy, hopefully, and hopefully still one of your favorite podcasters to tune in and listen to, Chillest. I hope you've all been well since the last time we've spoken. I hope you've experienced nothing but positive vibes, amazing food, fantastic energy in any specific order that you want. I hope your mental health has been great. I hope you have a place to go to when the world does the most with its trials and tribulations, sponsored and brought to you by Life. Hope you've been safe, sound, 10 toes to the ground. It's just great to speak with you all again. I want to sincerely apologize for just not being consistent. My computer, same story. I'm not even going to waste any time. I am dead set on making sure that I have no lack of consistency going forward. None at all. The last time I spoke with you all, the week that was the following week, I was ready to record. My computer did not come on. When it did, it just had a white screen. Sometimes it would say welcome to Apple or welcome to your Mac, and I'm like, wait, what? I would turn it off, turn it back on. It would show my stuff. It would freeze. Then I would just leave it off. It would turn on during the day. It would turn on at night. It would turn on when I'm not here. But it did not work when I was ready to record. I got up early today, thanks to a very motivational text message I got from my girlfriend. Thank you. I love you and I appreciate you. And she said something to me that I was just like, you know what? It's Monday. Let's try this again. I sat in front of this computer for an hour and waited for it to load. It's kind of crazy because the minute my tea was ready, the computer worked. So I don't know if I'm supposed to have a cup of tea sitting here. And then my computer's like, all right, so we're here for business, not pleasure. But we're here. We're here. And I'm going to be honest with all of you. I have spoken with you all and had said that I had a backup plan in case this happened. But I'm not crazy about that backup plan for the simple fact that I want to be able to give you all the best quality possible. For me, you've all been listening to me for quite some time now. And I know that you would all understand why some episodes sound different than my usual. And I feel like I need to invest time, energy appropriately and not just use some half-ass method. Don't get me wrong. Using my phone and the way I record with it is fine. But for where I see this podcast, I feel like it's crucial that I give you all the best content possible. And I might be wrong. Maybe you are all like, hey, look, it's better to be consistent than to not say anything. And I avoided my Instagram page because I didn't want to promise or guarantee any episodes without being 100% sure. I didn't even post anything today. So I'm just going to upload this episode. I'm going to share it. And then I'm going to share the message later on. But in the meantime, my past episodes, the numbers have gone up. And for that, I appreciate and I love every single one of you. Thank you all for tuning in while there were no new episodes to tune into. Whether you listen to it for a second, half, or the entire episode, I love and I appreciate you all the same. I just want to be able to give you all the best. No one really knows you better than yourself. So even as I explain to those who have been asking me why I haven't come out with episodes, it's like they gave me the answers that I was giving myself. But then afterwards, I was just like, I could do this, but I want to do it the right way. I have this mindset where if I'm usually set on doing something a specific way, I want to do it that way only. That could be a good or bad thing depending on what it is that you're trying to do and who it is you're talking to. But for the most part, we're here. I don't want to talk about the past anymore, although it's ironic because I'm going to talk about the past because of the title of the episode and what the episode's based on, which is the past. It's fine. It's cool. We're here. But it is great to speak with all of you. A lot has happened since we last spoke. A lot of tragedies have happened over the weekend with Travis Scott and his concert, his Astroworld concert. And there is a lot going on. There's a lot of mixed emotions. A lot of people are saying that Travis Scott needs to take accountability. A lot of people are criticizing the way he took accountability. A lot of people are just upset that that's something that even happened during times like this. And I just have to say, I am focusing on the lives that were lost, unfortunately, that day. People went to go see a concert, and who would have imagined that that would be the outcome? And I think that, you know, despite what we all may assume based on his demeanor and how he was with his public apology, I do think Travis Scott feels guilty. He feels sad. Maybe not in the way we want him to or the way we feel we would be if that had happened to us. And I'm not saying this to defend him. It's just my gripe with social media these days is that there's no sensitivity connected with the words anymore. People just say things to say things, whether to sound relevant, to sound cool, or to sound like, you know, yeah, I get it, I understand, but it's like a judge, jury, executioner kind of thing, and it's like you really don't know what sits in a person's head because you never even see their faces when they're typing, unless they're putting up a video. And I think we need to stop going by the impulses that we have when it comes to typing things. I'm going to give you all just like a brief example, and this happened without me even wanting to connect these two. So yesterday on Facebook, there was a post that I saw online about, Spider-Man versus Majin Buu. And I had commented, yo, this would be a good fight. Immediately, I was hit with criticisms and just like, hey, you don't know what you're talking about. This is a stupid thing to say. And I'm just like, it's so crazy how people are so quick to say something to someone they don't even know. They have no idea what's going on in my head right now. And they feel like, yeah, let's make fun of them. And I took it lightly because what they don't know is that I'm very knowledgeable in both the comic book world and with anime. So I knew it was a crazy matchup for Spider-Man versus Majin Buu. But I said I would like to see it. You know, it's just something that I feel would be interesting. And then they just took it with, like, you know, somebody called me an idiot, and I was just like, that is crazy. I saw the post in the morning. I'm like, it's early in the morning, and you have the energy to combat somebody you don't even know about something that they're not even arguing with you about. They're just saying they want to see it. So the internet has created a lot of monsters, a lot of desensitized monsters. But I feel like going forward, it's only going to get progressively worse. I knew it was going to be a problem when cyberbullying became a thing. Everyone is so quick to just criticize everyone just based on a snippet of their lives that we see on a day-to-day basis. But it's cool. It's cool. I'm pretty sure everyone, when the time comes, because I have faith in humanity, will sit back and say, hey, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. Some things are beyond an apology, however, so even if you do realize that you're wrong and you apologize, you may not get the forgiveness, but you acknowledging that you're wrong, that's a step forward. So just deal with that when you deal with that. Halloween came and went. It was just on a Sunday. You know, it was Halloween morning. It was quiet. And I think around 3 p.m, kids came out and they were trick-or-treating. And I did exactly what I said I was going to do. I avoided that. there was the doorbell rang, and I was just like, eh. It wasn't even because I didn't have any candy. It was really because I was like, eh, I just didn't feel like being social. I'm only off on the weekends, and the weekends for me is just a time for me to sit back and reflect what happened during the week, and my body's just resting and recovering, and I'm just enjoying my peace. I know that sounds crazy, but I dare anyone who's going to criticize me to tell me that they didn't think of doing the same thing. You know, even people with kids, they're probably like, oh, I'm already giving my own kids candy. Why are we doing this? And then I'm thinking like an adult too, and I'm saying to myself, you know, candy's not going to be half off until the day after. So if they want to knock on the door on November 1st, we could do that. It's nothing. Hey, here you go. Boom, boom, boom. Take that. You know, enjoy. But it was really good. I just feel like, you know, Halloween has really become just a day that no one really talks about. And it's not even because I'm an adult. I don't even hear kids talking about it anymore. And I'm not even saying it because of COVID either. It's just even when, before all of this stuff happened, Halloween was just, yeah. I saw people going to Halloween parties on a Thursday and a Friday. And I'm just like, wait, but what? And that makes sense if your work schedule is, you know, you have an office party and you won't see each other on the weekends. But it just seemed like Halloween was just a throwaway day. And now we're just focusing on Christmas. Like, Thanksgiving isn't coming up. And it's like, wait, what is going on? I don't know. Maybe working in retail has desensitized me in a lot of ways where I feel like we need to stress the importance of some holidays more than others. But there are people already talking about Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. And I love that song. But if it was up to me, Christmas music would be played at least on the second week of December. Right now, we should be focusing on the Macy's Day Parade, the dog show that comes on afterwards, what are we eating, the meal prep. This is game time. It's not a joke anymore, all right? I'm calling my mom, and I'm going to hit her with the schedule. Like, hey, look, you should do prep for the lasagna and the turkey now. Get that out the way. Boom, boom, boom. Hit my grandma up. Hey, what's good with the potato salad? Let's get that. I would never say that to her like that. I'm going to just say, hey, look, listen. Potato salad's not going to make itself. Now, let me stop. See, because it's audio clips like that people are going to play while I'm about to eat. Hey, you want to explain this, Chillis? Well, they'll call me by my real name, Ivan. I'm just like, oh, that's just for the audience. This is really good. But, you know, everyone is different. Before the holidays, though, I was at a family event. Well, I was at an event where I celebrated very special news with family and close friends and loved ones. And it had me feeling all kinds of happy, emotional, just excited. And I thought about how life used to be before we got to this point and where we are now. I'm one of those people where if I see someone that I'm really close with entering a new chapter in their lives, I just think about how things were before all of that. And just to see who they were and who they are now, it's a very emotional thing, you know. It makes you look at your own life. Well, for me, it makes me look at my own life and just say, wow, like, what should I do now with this? I mean, let me change it up, because it's not like I'm comparing my life with their life. It's just like it makes me want to elevate my life to, like, the highest point. So I guess it is a competition. Wow, that's crazy. That's... Gotta write my journal about that later. But what I was gonna record that day was just me talking about the journey and how I'm not gonna be wrapped up around the person that I used to be. I really wanna focus on the person I'm going to be. And I gotta say, I never noticed the amount of growth that I've had over the years, because there's a lot of things that I just don't do anymore. And it's not that I purposely just stopped doing it. I just forgot I used to do it all together. And I realized it didn't really need to be a part of my day to day. But I was also worried about becoming this person and along the way forgetting about so many things and people that helped me be this way. Like, my biggest fear, and I know it's going to sound crazy, but it's my life. My biggest fear is having people misunderstand my actions and they feel like I'm leaving them behind while I'm going forward. Meanwhile, I'm just living my life, because in my mind, I never take anything personal when it's when the shoes are on the other foot, meaning if I don't hear from people long enough, my first thought is not, oh, they forgot who used to be there. I don't do that. For me, my life and my journey, I wouldn't be where I was today without a lot of people. And I may not thank them directly, I may thank them indirectly, but it's not forgotten. So maybe I'm worried about people's perception. Maybe that's where that comes from. But then at the same time, I'm also unbothered by it. I feel like I'm a person that you can approach and should approach whenever you can. If you feel any type of way, you call me, you contact me, we can sit and talk this out, because I just said this yesterday too. A lot of people will be wrong about the ideas that they had. Some people have been feeling like I've been ignoring them. That's not true. I have been really caught up. Before daylight savings even hit, I swear I didn't have enough time on my hands. I felt like work was going by and consuming a lot of my life from Monday through Friday. Saturdays would be fast. Sundays are just non-existent. And then we're back into the fire all over again. I actually do try to take time to balance out and contact whoever I can. And this is not me saying this to be apologetic. This is me explaining myself. And then I was just thinking about, when I do have that time, who am I going to invest it in? My mind is just, I'm in a crossroads right now where I'm just like, you know what? What's important and what's not? What deserves an apology and what doesn't? The man that I'm going to be going forward may not at all resemble the man that I used to be. And it's nothing personal, because I'm not doing any of this to spite anyone. I'm doing this to better myself. And I have to say, sometimes it does come off as selfish when you look at it from the perspective where you're just like, well, you just forgot about me. It's like, come on. I do these things with a lot of close people, with a lot of people I'm close to, rather, where I tell them a lot, and they're probably thinking about it now. If they listen to the podcast, they're probably like, damn, he did do that. I used to say, hey, look, we're all going to be there for each other until we can't. There's going to come a day where either you guys are all busy or I'm busy, and it's nothing personal. It's just life pulling us in directions that we need to go in order to be where we want to be. I got those responses sometimes with a laugh or a chuckle, or it was like, yeah, right. And then we're in this space now where growth is the motive. Stability is the motive. Being a success is the motive. Being at peace is the motive. And a lot of us are getting different schedules than we're used to. Some of us used to be full-time, and people's lives now are reduced to part-time. And that's just how it all goes. And what I want to do for myself going forward is literally just focus on the here and now. I stress so much. I have anxiety. Sometimes I overthink, and it literally affects my day-to-day. I am literally trying to calm my body down, clear my mind, and move forward. I'm not worrying about the little things, because it took a long time, longer than I admit, but I realized that I really don't owe anyone anything. And if I have proven anything over the years, is that anything that I've done to anyone is not personal. It's literally just my life. People know me, who really know me, know that my life has been hectic, maybe more than others, maybe just the same, or just, you know, everyone's life is everyone's life. I can't tell anyone what is good or bad based on my definitions. We've all had moments in life that have shaped us and changed us on how we go forward. For me, I just want peace, happiness, and an abundance of love, and I'm going to make sure that I get that. And when I say those three things, I'm really referring to making sure I give that to myself. I don't expect anyone to provide anything for me. And I'm not saying that to sound like a pessimist. I'm saying that with the idea that my life is God-given, and I have to make sure I do what I can to make sure it is a fulfilling one. No one is responsible for how I experience my life, if that makes sense. I feel like I'm saying it, but I know what I mean, but it sounds kind of vague. Like, I don't expect my friends and family and loved ones to keep me happy and at peace. If they do, that's fine, but that's not their job. Their job is just to be themselves. Their jobs are to be what they need to be for themselves. If we spend time together and we can have a happy moment, that's great. But I'm not going to blame them for having a terrible life of my own because I'm not doing anything about it. When I think about the future, I just think about who I'm going to be. I want to be so much. I don't want to give anything away because there's a lot of spoilers with that. But I want to be so much. I want to be successful. I want to be at peace. I just want love in my heart. I went through a phase in my life where I thought what I was losing and the stuff that I had to break away from was all part of growth. I wasn't even looking at what I was gaining, what I was getting back. Where I am in my life now is just so crazy because as I think about all of it, I'm just like, it's so wild. I could blink and I'd be in a different place. And it's just like, how did we get here? I kind of feel like I'm in this mentor stage in my life too, because I am seeing who I used to be in a lot of people who come to me for advice. And it's just wild because they're coming to me for advice. And I'm saying to myself, if they all knew me, they would know that I am the last person you come to for advice. I used to be so impulsive. I used to just be either very positive or very negative. Now I'm a balance of both. But I think it is a safe level of both to say that I'm a realist. I'm ready to help guide the next generation, the next coming up, and give them my advice. And I hope that they follow it or they consider it. Or if they don't, you know, I hope they know that despite them not taking my advice, you know, that doesn't mean I'm not going to be there for them. I put this post up on Twitter a long time ago, and I think it's funny now. I said that I feel like I am going from a main character to a side character with a supporting role because I feel like I have everything I need to finally say I am an adult. Whether I'm in debt or I'm debt free, I have all the keys needed to help guide others. It's a crazy thing to say now that I say it out loud, but going forward, and you all know this already too, even for all of you, I want you all to be successful, happy, at peace. Whatever it is that you all want for yourselves, I want you to all go out there and get it. Don't worry about the opinions of others. Don't worry about the doubt that's sitting in your head. Doubt's always going to exist. But you know what? So is success. So is achieving your goals. So is finding that place you want to be at and staying there. For every bad thing that you're thinking about, all those good things exist there too. Life itself is 50-50. We still have to live it. For us not making any steps forward, for us always worrying about the negatives that could happen, for us always worrying about the idea that we may not get there on time, you could also shift your thinking and saying, yo, you know what? I'm going to make it, period. When you don't put an idea of time on where you need to, I'm saying that wrong. Let me stop myself. When you don't put the idea of time in your plans, it feels different. Don't say I'm going to be a teacher when I'm 25, because then you're going to make sure, or rather you're going to focus on making sure success is the only thing. Just say I'm going to be a teacher. Speak it into existence. Life may have its plans for you, but you also have plans for your life. And those two things will coexist, and then you'll be able to achieve your goals. I want you all to feel positive. Use the fear of failure as motivation to push yourselves. That's what I'm doing. I was extremely frustrated and pissed off when I couldn't record for 2 to 3 weeks. I can't even remember now. Actually, I think it's just been 2 weeks. But that motivated me to just keep at it, to keep going forward. I don't want to make any steps backwards unless it's something that's out of my hands. And even then, I want to react with a positive attitude that's like, hey, you know what? This is just a minor setback. Your perception can change so much of what you have to deal with on a day to day. So much. It was funny because one day, not one day, this might have been last week, my whole perception of time is off, but there was a time recently where I was stressing out because I was just so tired and out of it that I didn't want to go to work. And I was more stressed out on the idea that I was going to disappoint my job more than I was worried about me making sure I was well rested to do that job. Sometimes we just get caught up in these ideas that, oh my God, if I do this, then this is going to happen. We just need to focus on the moments that we're in. I stayed home that day. I got the rest I needed. And the next day I was able to bounce back. The idea of life is just, it's so diluted sometimes with everything else that surrounds us, with the obligations that we feel we have to make. The only obligation we should be making is making sure we're at 100%. Our mental health is great. We have to make sure that we're good before we face anything. And I will always say that. I don't want to hear the idea of, well, you can't think that way. No, you can and you should. Because if no one's going to worry about you the way you need to worry about you, then you need to make sure that you worry about you above all else. I don't take shit personal when people say, hey, I just need a break, or I apologize for doing this. I just need to stop. Don't apologize to me about doing something that's beneficial for yourself. Never apologize to me about that. The only thing you need to apologize for is telling me that candy corn is a terrible candy for Halloween. That's it. And if you don't apologize, that's cool. Because when I stop calling, I know. Sorry, I know we talked about that, guys. I want to make sure that this week for me is going to be a great week. I'm not going to be specific because if it doesn't go the way I want it to go, I'm not going to worry about the failure in that. I'm going to worry about making sure that I have a good week, that things go well, that things go great. And I want to learn from anything that doesn't go great. I am focusing on a much bigger picture, a picture that I did not see myself picturing years ago. I am motivated. I am here. I am chillest. And I thank you all so much for supporting this podcast. I mean, seriously, if you all, the way I'm speaking now versus the way I sounded on my first episode, and speaking of which, a lot of you have been telling me that I sound different when I record. This is me using my actual tone and voice. The last time I did that, someone thought I was depressed. It's like, yo, what's going on? You good? You sound like you wasn't yourself. And I'm like, this is my tone. So I usually have to switch it up like this. And I don't have to do that anymore. I mean, I might because it's a force of habit. I used to do that for recording music too. My voice just used to sound so deep when I recorded. It sounded like there was no emotion attached to it. But thank you all for feedback like that. It just made me laugh because I'm just like, it's crazy how people will, they just come up with these things just based on what they hear. And then that to me was like, that's how depression is. People go by what they think depression is, and depression could be a whole different thing in general. Depression could be the high-pitched voice. But I feel calm, I feel cool, I feel collected, and I just want to get this. I'm a little impatient because I see where everything could be, and I want to get there, but I want to appreciate the journey. Because I tell my friends, family, and loved ones all of this too. Sometimes when you're all rushing to get to where you want to be, when you're there, it's you're in the moment. You can't go back. I have friends that usually say, I can't wait to start this job. I can't wait to start classes. I think my little brother, said he was ready to work. And I was just like, all right. All right. At the end of the day, what I want this podcast to really do is to motivate everyone to be themselves and to go forward with positivity and more faith in themselves than they have faith that things won't go the way they want it to go. I want this podcast to be able to be like, yeah, you know what? It is okay. I'm going to take a deep breath. I want you all to prioritize yourselves. Put yourselves forward. I can't give you all the tools on how to be a success. Maybe not now, but if I ever became successful, you could be sure I'm going to share that with all of you. But I can just tell you all that what you're all doing right now, how you're going about it, it's okay, it's fine. As long as you're comfortable with the pace that you're going. I know that sounds counterproductive in a lot of ways, but it's your lives. It's your lives. If you want to follow the timer that you set for yourself, you go out and do that. But make sure that you enjoy the journey along the way. Don't be frustrated with the speed of how you're going. Again, you know, unless you do have a timer for your life and you just want to be like, yo, 65, I was supposed to be a dance king. And I'm not even in the best school for dancers at 35. That's all for you all. I just want you all to be happy, peaceful, safe, and sound. The world is getting crazier every single damn day. So if anything's going to be sane, make sure it is your lives. I do want to talk to you all about, I'll save that. I'll jump into it. No sneak previews. But until then, again, thank you all so much for tuning in and listening to the Chillin' with Chillas podcast whenever you can, however you can. I appreciate it. You've all been my sole motivation for this podcast. Thank you all to those who have spoken to me and just for having those conversations that have been therapeutic in a lot of ways. Thank you. Period. Just thank you in general for so much. Thank you all for just making this podcast what it is. I still can't believe how far we've gotten. And I am hype about how far we're going to go. So I will speak with you all soon. Chillest out. But not for long. Not for long. Let's see if we can keep this computer cooking up.